government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go,
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
This hour, the case against synthetic sustenance on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. Thank you for being a part of it here, right here on GCN. All over planet Earth, the United States, 800-259-5791, open lines this hour, 800-259-5791 to call in and be part of the program. Thank you for being with me. And last hour, we certainly were covering some controversies regarding Obamacare, the American Cancer Society not liking the fact that you want to eat organically, and, of course, cleaning up the environment with delimiting from the orange peel, orange TKO. My friends Christopher Barr and Greg Sciola join me as well. And this hour, I'm going to be having Scott Kennedy returning me. We're going to cover a major scientific study that showed people taking dietary supplements may have an increased risk of cancer. And at first thought, you go, what? Robert Scott Bell's covering a story that's saying substances that were taken from the health food stores may be worse for us. And, of course, we've got to parse these studies and understand them in their reality, not the way they want you to believe them. But the reality is that those nutrients were not nutrients. They were synthetic. And man cannot, in all of his arrogance and ignorance, cannot duplicate that which the Creator has prepared for all of us. And moving back to that is so fundamental to the restoration of the organic American Republic, for which we have not abandoned here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. And that's why we're going to do the case against synthetic sustenance today, this hour. Also, hopefully we'll have a Liberty Pulse update, libertypulse.com, great place, like the Drudge Report, but more liberty-aligned than even Drudge would be considered. And so we got that coming up as well. And I was talking to my wife on the break because there was this Pelosi audio clip that's been moving around the web that is so stunning in its lunacy, idiocy, and danger regarding this Obamacare and how wonderful it is, especially for artists. In fact, Don, you have it ready to run again? Go ahead and run that clip now.
We see it as an entrepreneurial bill, a bill that says to someone, if you want to be creative and be a musician or whatever, you can leave your work, focus on your talent, your skill, your passion, your aspirations, because you will have health care. You don't have to be job locked.
So as I'm talking to my wife about this, we're just, you know, shaking our heads, going, what the heck is going on? That's the Speaker of the House telling all the artists to quit, go home, it's all good, you don't have to work, you're just going to get paid for all your health care by Nancy Pelosi and that which she steals from you and your neighbor, the taxpayer. And, you know, my wife was saying, you know, I was just on the playground with the kids, you know, my little girl, 5, she's playing with another friend that's 5, and they're having a good old time until, you know, my daughter says, oh, Mommy, she won't let me play with her toy. And my wife, bless her heart, says, well, that's not your toy. If she wants to share it with you, she will. If she doesn't, she won't. It's hers. And I'm thinking probably the other parents and thing are going, oh, my gosh, how outrageous. How outrageous, because we're teaching our kids through government indoctrination centers that you don't own anything. It starts in childhood in government schools when they make you read The Rainbow Fish. Remember The Rainbow Fish? Don, you ever heard that book, The Rainbow Fish? Yeah, all the scales, the beautiful scales, and wouldn't have any friends because he was so beautiful until he gave away all of his scales. Everybody's happy now, as if those scales belong to everybody. Listen, man, sharing is fine. You volunteer to share something, no problem. But when you teach children that sharing is an obligation, that there is no private personal property, that they're just part of the collective, the beehive, then you're dehumanizing the human experience. The ideal is volunteerism is good. To force at the point of a gun to share, like in Obamacare, is a violation of fundamental liberties. It's an abomination. It goes against the basic tenets of freedom and individual liberty upon which this nation was founded. Oh, we got to share everything. No, you don't. It's if you want to, if you feel good about it, if you're, you know, you're called to serve and you answer the call, fine. But at the force of a gun, it is a violation of fundamental rights, which is why Pelosi is out of her mind, if she even has a mind left. And so this goal of freedom, of health care for all, can never be achieved by force, by theft, by violating the Ten Commandments. You can't do it. But of course, the collectivist ideology believes that you do not own anything. We own you. We own your body. You don't have a fundamental right to choose what you put in. You don't have unfettered access, according to the FDA. You don't have a fundamental right to obtain any food that you wish. The lawsuits are flying now, thankfully. And also the idea of nullifying an unconstitutional law. We refuse, I think .org or is it .com? It's up there. I got a link, I think. This is another way that people are saying enough is enough. The states are starting to nullify this stuff. And you need to start nullifying it with your children. If you're going to expose them and indoctrinate them and program through public education, government schools, at least have the courtesy to undo that which they are learning on a daily basis. Meet with them, find out what they've been indoctrinated to believe, correct them before they become automatons for the state. Lifeless automatons that are simply living to grow the vast bureaucratic oligarchy, to cause intervention into the lives of people all over planet Earth, even in our own country. And I've covered this issue of intervention. Those of you who don't understand what Dr. Ron Paul is saying, when we should have a non-interventionist foreign policy, and then I hear these neoconservatives go, oh, but then the terrorists are going to get us if we don't fight them over there. Listen, if there's a credible threat, yes, you can take it out. There's an option and authorization, but what is the just war doctrine or just war theory in Christianity? You don't kill people indiscriminately because there might be a war, any more than in intervention here at home, in that which we have Americans that want raw milk. So the government, in their mind, raw milk, the danger, it's the terrorist milk of the planet. We've got to stop you from drinking it. And so they intervene in your private life, your private decision, your freedom, your God-given right to eat God-given food is violated due to government intervention. And it's the same dang thing whether they're intervening in Iraq, Afghanistan, or wherever there are 700, how many bases around the world? I didn't even plan to go this way this hour, but it's just a disgusting disconnect that you can't see that government is the enemy of freedom. Even Ronald Reagan said so. Put them back in their constitutional cage. When you have a strong defense, that means your immune system will intercede on your behalf when it needs to. But if you exhaust that immune system by being all over the world, attacking all the time, you are now in the state of autoimmunity and you are depleting your resources as a nation and as a biological entity, your body, that gift of creation. You are depleting those resources so that you no longer have the ability to defend yourself when you need to. So we become weaker and more susceptible by the ideology of neoconservative. And I don't want to say neoliberalism, but the liberals are big war people too. You don't see Obama pulling them back, do you? And if anybody misconstrues what I'm saying is, oh, we don't defend against terrorism. Get the pill bottles out of your ear, much less the cotton from the pill bottle. The concept is defense. If you have a credible threat, you defend yourself. You take out those who have not only perhaps threatened you of impending definite bodily harm, but those that are actively engaged in it. There's nothing wrong with that. That is justice. But to violate the rights of Americans simply because they want to eat things that the government doesn't approve of, that is an intervention. As much as the right of self-determination of people to live under tyranny. I might not like that they live under tyranny, but we got enough tyranny right here in our own house. We want to get that in order before we start being the beacon, the shining light on a hill Reagan talked about. That we actually live a life of liberty, one that embraces liberty, one that defends liberty, one that protects the freedom of the people to self-determine as long as they violate the rights of nobody else. Then maybe we can do some talking around planet Earth. And I realize all these numbnut neocons out there thinking, oh, well, we're just protecting you from terrorism. They have, maybe some of them have no idea that we have terrorism on our shores and it's coming from FDA. The terrorism that is visited upon doctors and non-doctors alike who can heal you, who can help your body heal from cancer without chemotherapy, without radiation, without surgery. And then we have the American Cancer Society crying about the report that the government even sponsors that said that environmental toxins, poisons, very dangerous in causing big numbers of cancers. And they don't like it. They say, no, 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 we got to go after tobacco. And I'm here to tell you it isn't tobacco that's causing cancer. That's right. You're not smoking tobacco if you're smoking big tobacco. You're smoking thousands of chemical constituents. The least of those is tobacco. That tobacco genetically modified, synthetic pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and then they add who knows what to it. Opium, maybe? This is the government that is here to protect you, protect me? I don't think so. And until you wake up and realize that everybody must go, that doesn't acknowledge that there is a limiting document, a foundational document, that protects the right of the people from unlawful intervention by the federal government. Even state constitutions have it, and start acting it. It is our fault, not theirs. Because they're going to do what numbnuts do, that want to take over people, that want to rule them, that want to control them, that want to have power over you. We're going to do what we do here. Live a life of liberty. Be a living example to others right here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. We've got lots more to do after this break. 800-259-5791. We're going to go the case against synthetic sustenance with my good friend Scott Kennedy from Pharmacy Super Sea Veg, rocking the health world. We'll be right back.
Due to the recent devastation that occurred in Haiti, Nordic Naturals has a plan to support Haiti disaster relief through an immediate donation to the American Red Cross and a promotional effort that will deliver funds for the community-focused, long-term, sustainable reconstruction initiative of Haiti. Working with the nonprofit organization Architecture for Humanity, Nordic Naturals has launched a special campaign, Open Your Heart to Haiti, whereby consumers purchasing product will be contributing to the fund. During the month of February, Nordic Naturals will contribute 1% of sales to Architecture for Humanity from their best-selling product, Ultimate Omega, in all sizes of liquid and soft gels. Architecture for Humanity is a registered nonprofit design services firm founded to promote architectural and design solutions to global, social, and humanitarian crises. Nordic Naturals has built a strong reputation in the omega fatty acid category by delivering exceptional purity, freshness, taste, and demonstrating environmental responsibility. To learn more, visit NordicNaturals.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Your You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Fight! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
800-259-5791. You want to be part of the show. How did I get from the rainbow fish to attacking a neoconservative foreign and domestic policy, the policy of intervention into the lives of Americans who simply want to lead godly lives and want no intervention, want no part of the intervention of the FDA and foreign governments, much less our own, in our lives? And this, you know, this brings again the case against synthetic sustenance, which is why I wanted to have Scott Kennedy back on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because the controversy is definitely growing. You got on one side allopathically trained, even holistically inclined doctors, and on the other side, we got nature and nature's God. And in the middle, we got these synthetic vitamins. And you're saying, who's right? Scratching your head, do I go to vitamin D3? Is it really from food, or is it synthesized in a pharmaceutical lab? What about vitamin C? We talked with Chris Barr last hour about that. Can man synthesize nutrients in a lab and duplicate the majesty of pure creation? Of course, you know what I would argue. Or is he practicing vitamin C-mo-therapy? And perhaps we should call that pharmaceutical light. So, my dear friend, Scott Kennedy returns to shed light on the real way to get your multivitamins from living food. Included today, we're going to cover some studies showing people taking multivitamins may be at an increased risk of cancer. Oh, my gosh. We're going to get to the truth of that. Beware of the mass market synthetics. It is Scott Kennedy from Pharmacy Super C-Veg. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, thanks for having me. It's always my pleasure, and I always want to start by crediting you with bringing the truth to people, and it's a big picture. It's a big truth, but, you know, you're really doing it, and all your sponsors, from Nordic Naturals to Chris Barr, I mean, you're very, very picky when it comes to who you have on the show and who advertises on your show, and whether it's clean air, whole food vitamins, or understanding what raw milk is, I mean, I just got to hand it to you. You're really a voice in the wilderness. And I'm here to support you, and more with just encouraging you to continue and don't stop fighting.
Well, I appreciate that, and you are certainly one of my heroes in the health and healing realm, because you've fought long and hard to get the information out about the minerals, the nutrients from nature, and the most brilliant way to do so from seaweed, for instance. And we've talked about that. We're going to do some more discussion on that. But I think what's very important here is that we've covered this from time to time. But you know, the idea that just taking mass multivitamins was going to help us. This was already disproven by some studies that showed increases in cancer in these people taking multivitamins, which was a shocker for many in the natural industry.
It boggles the mind. In fact, it's so big a scandal of the 20th century, it almost makes us go, what? You know, what? I mean, people are spending $2 billion on Centrum. People are spending $2 billion a year on one of these vitamins that are known to cause cancer. And so this isn't so much a commercial for seaweed. I mean, people should go to my site, eat seaweed every day like the Japanese. It's like a no-brainer. You're eating seaweed every day. You're living longer and healthier than anybody on the planet. That's a fact. And I bring the most pronounced and greatest blend of sea plants ever brought to American people. Why? Because 27 years ago, it cured my mother. It put my mother's MS in complete remission, proven by an MRI in year 2000 when my two brothers thought she was misdiagnosed because she never had another attack. But one of my heroes, Albert Einstein, said a couple things. He said, first there's God, and the rest are details. And then he said, we can't solve the present problems with the same thinking that created them. If we continue to look toward the man and the government and the pharmaceuticals and the NCI and the NIH and the World Health Organization to cure our ills, we're going to go down with them, because that's part of the overall revelation that if you're a God-fearing man, I know you are, Robert, and I am, that's a recipe for disaster. And disaster means getting away from nature. Disaster is getting away from the stars. The big picture is a puzzle, and the box top, try doing a jigsaw puzzle without the box top. You've got the box top, Robert. I've had the box top for 20-something years, and you've had it that long or longer, and that's why we can see them, but they can't see us. What they see is their little world of sorcery, and that's what pharmacopoeia means in Greek. Pharmacology, pharmacopoeia, pharmakia is a Greek word that means none other than sorcery. Now, if you look at Revelation 18, the great men of the earth, because all the nations were deceived by your sorcery, you're going to begin to understand that we are living in a time when sorcery is taking over our world. And it's wonderful, because these are the best of times, these are the worst of times. And the people that see will be able to move away from that and get out of her. Her being the whore, you know, selling our souls to the man and Obamacare. And soon you're going to be asked to get your smart card. And if you're going to get your smart card, that's how you get your benefits. And your benefits will give you security. And that security is going to be your medicine. And that medicine is going to be your pharmacopoeia. And if you buy into that, you're going to be deceived by the biggest machinery. As far as I'm concerned, the beast of man and the mark of the beast is the smart card to get your medical benefits, to get your sorcery into your body. And if you've got that in your body, you get the illusion of health, which are the first three letters are ill.
Yes, isn't that
interesting? And that's what they're giving you. They're giving you illness in the name of health. That's light. And you know, that's evil in the name of God, as far as I'm concerned. So that's the big picture, and
yes,
that's what we'll start with before we talk about this study that they did in 1996.
Yeah, and I want to reiterate, we've talked about this on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the last many months that this has been, Obamacare was impending, that this was the de facto attempt, and they have temporarily seemingly succeeded in the national ID card, that you will not be able to go get any kind of care whatsoever, not that we perceive here that the care is from the allopathic sorcerers. But the truth of the matter is, that is a de facto institutionalization of this idea that you have to show your papers for everything. And, you know, Arizona is just trying to protect its borders. I might not want to put that much, let's say, faith in government to do so, but I understand what they're trying to do. But on a national level, we've seen it already with what Obamacare is. That's why Jonathan Emord is sued. Christopher Barr is a plaintiff. Shane Ellison is a plaintiff, suing Obama, Geithner, and the administration over the unconstitutionality of this bill, which will be overturned ultimately. But in the meantime, where are we? We also have to realize that while we have the freedom to choose natural substances, we might not be knowing the difference between that which is created in nature and that which is created by man. That's what this study is all about, Scott, that you want to bring up.
Exactly. That's a lot, Robert, and that's why I love to be on this show. I mean, that is the box top right there. And if you've got the box top, you can put the pieces in the puzzle. And every piece is important. And it's the same in nutrition. Every piece is important. It's the missing pieces of nutrition over long periods of time because of the depletion of the soil since the 30s and the Dust Bowl and the synthetic nutrients and the synthetic fertilizers, that we are not getting our nutrition from food. You can buy organic, and you're not going to get the pesticides and the chemicals. You're going to get natural fertilizers, but the soil has to be invigorated. And my son just did a study on seaweed in the soil, and you should see that plant is about 70% taller after 6 weeks. It's unbelievable. I mean, the soil loves the seaweed. The body loves the seaweed. The animals love the seaweed. In fact, they're making rocket fuel out of seaweed. It's full of energy, full of light energy, and it's a high vibratory plant.
Well, including the vitamin
study, Robert, right now?
Well, no, we're going to have to go to a break soon, but we're going to cover that study. But I want to include as well the vitamin D. We've seen people have their D levels changed. It's not like putting a zillion units in. It's about transforming the body back to health. We've got to bring in the minerals that are lacking. They're not coming in from a food source. And until they do, like in the Super C Veg that I take here, the whole family takes, then we can begin rebuilding that which has been lost, with that which no longer exists in the soils much on planet Earth. That's what we're here to do on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Remind you that the power to heal is yours. The number, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 800-259-5791. More with Scott Kennedy on the synthetic sustenance that we oppose here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Now, listen to the synthetic stupidity that is out there in the mainstream media. There's a report. Health claims for food, drugs deserve same scrutiny. Right? Because this is the argument. Oh, food is allowed to say stuff. Drugs is not. Oh, man, this is nonsense. But listen, as an example, the IOM, the Institute of Madness, I mean Medicine, says blood level of harmful cholesterol is often used as a biomarker for the risk of heart disease. And drug and food companies make claims about heart health benefits of their products based on their ability to lower cholesterol levels, even if the products have not been shown to actually decrease heart disease. Of course, because cholesterol doesn't even cause heart disease. Good Lord. So, you know, the food companies don't even get it unless they're really doing the whole foods, and then we're not even worried about cholesterol, but that's another story. But the same nonsense that is just descended over all of America with this illusion. By the way, Scott Kennedy rejoins me here from Pharmacy Super C-Veg, and we wanted to cover this synthetic nutrient story, synthetic sustenance story causing cancer.
Yeah, Robert, you know what you just said, that the French have the highest cholesterol per capita, per person, over 300, all of them. They have the lowest heart disease in the world. I mean, that's the French paradox. In Japan, they have the highest blood pressure readings and high blood pressure across their population. They have the lowest mortality from high blood pressure. It isn't the blood pressure. It isn't the cholesterol. And that's part of the problem. We're getting sold all sorts of, and if you make the medical people your heroes, That's where you have the, that's where the problem is. When they say take the mark, take the smart card, take the Obamacare, you're gonna do it. And all we're trying to do is create commercials for products, but to get people off of that, get them, break them out of the illusion, because that illusion starts in the mind, and all illness, I believe, starts there. And so, I'd like to tell you about a study that was done. It was the largest study of its kind up until that day, done by the National Institutes of Health. It was commissioned by the National Cancer Institute. The lead investigator has a 77-page CV. He worked under Jimmy Carter. He was responsible for over half of the U.S. budget at one time. He's old guard geneticist. He had his genetics degree way back in the beginning, in the 40s and 50s. He worked under Watson, who started the National Institutes of Health. And this guy did this beta-carotene study, and they stopped it early. Now, 18,000 smokers were in this study. These smokers had smoked a pack a day or two packs a day, a pack a day for 20 years or two packs a day for 10 years. And they called it 20-pack years. Okay, they were given beta-carotene in high doses. He stopped this study 2 years early because 28% more lung cancers, and I'm reading from their press release, more lung cancers and 70% more deaths from the people taking the beta-carotene. Now, this is what Richard Klausner said right after this. Beta-carotene is no longer a magic bullet. It's really dangerous to smokers. There's only one clear message. The only way to reduce your cancer risk is to stop smoking. Well, it isn't the smoking, and it's not the tobacco, it's the chemicals they added to tobacco. That's right. That's really the message. But at the same time, the Japanese men smoke more cigarettes. 58% of them smoke. They have the lowest lung cancer death rate in the world. So it really isn't the smoking, is it? It's something else. And they didn't want it to be the beta-carotene. So what they did was they rigged this study, and I interviewed this doctor, and one day we'll listen to that maybe on your show. They rigged this study. They did 50,000 IUs of beta-carotene, and they added 25,000 IUs of retinol palmitate. Retinol palmitate is Retin-A. They burn your face off with Retin-A. That's what's used in acne treatments called Accutane. Okay, this was a study on beta-carotene. They added Retin-A. They made a toxic cocktail of two powerful agents way above the normal amount you'd find in food. Both of them were synthetic. 28% of the people got cancer. They stopped it 2 years early, and this is what Dr. Roman said. The bottom line is we do not know why these effects have been observed. What do you think of that, Robert?
It tells you that a PhD is a degree in this case because he couldn't see the reasons that are very clear to us here, that when you synthesize vitamins, you are not going to return health to the body, that which creation has set up for us to get in food, through water, through the minerals, the life-giving sustenance. That's what we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show. More with Scott Kennedy. And I'll tell you how to get some Pharmacy Super C Veg when we come back from this break.
Aerial spray. Chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the
only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Rocking the health world right here on GCN. Let that music fly. We gotta let it groove here. Where the music flows, freedom lives, and healing is restored every week on GCN. My blog, robertscottbell.blogspot.com, robertscottbell.blogspot.com. You can link through to all the great things we're doing at the blog. Sign up. It's free. We've got some new things happening and coming on, including links to Super Sea Veg. My dear friend Scott Kennedy joins me for one more segment here, and we've been talking about the synthetic sustenance and the danger of relying upon synthetics for life, because it is not life-sustaining. In fact, it increased rates of cancer. You acknowledge, Scott, as well, that the tobacco is not the cause of cancer. They're not even smoking tobacco if you're buying stuff from Big Tobacco here in America, unless you're getting the organic free, what do they call the American Spirits, the organic tobacco, where it actually is tobacco. But cultures.
Well, R.J. Reynolds bought American Spirit.
Did they really? Good Lord.
Yep.
You know, it's like they're buying up all the supplement companies, too. So what are we to do? We've got to find good people such as yourself that are supplying the things as nature intended. And that's why you're here with the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, and thank you, Robert. It starts in the mind. It starts with who we believe is our master, who really created us. You know, I'm really uncompromising. I'm like my mother when it comes to health. And because of that, I'm really the healthiest person I know. I haven't had a cold, flu, or virus since 1991. I've been on sea veg every day, seaweed supplements every day since 83. And I get my blood checked regularly. I had a battery of tests 6 months ago. Everything from ischemic and my heart and sonograms and everything was just perfect. And I don't live the perfect life. I can't eat and drink and do everything perfectly and breathe clean air. I'm living in the same world you are. But I'm telling you, this seaweed every day is a magical thing. This plant is so powerful. It's like a medicine. And again, I don't want to make this a commercial for sea veg, but that's been my solution. It's really worked for me. I haven't carried health insurance since 91. You know, I'm walking the walk, and I just want to share that with people. But something that's very important is the women out there, and I've got a study here that came out in 2001. This was 7 years, about 6 to 7 years after that CARET study failed. And it says here, and this is a quote, the adverse effect of dietary supplementation with beta-carotene retinol palmitate on the incidence of lung cancer and mortality seems to persist for years after supplements are stopped. And the follow-up analysis revealed that the elevated post-intervention risk was due primarily to the significantly increased risk of lung cancer among females who took the vitamins. In women, there's an increase in mortality rates of 35 to 40%. Now, these are the women that trust science, that trust their prenatal vitamins, that trust doctors. These prenatals are full of synthetics. And that's why we're 40th in the world in infant mortality, and we've gone down this year for the first year in a row. In fact, the overall health of America has gone down this year, and we're going to be less healthy than our parents, and that's never happened in this country. So they're winning the war of attrition through pharmaceuticals, which really means sorcery in Greek. I mean, that's not disputable. Pharmacopoeia means sorcery. And if you want sorcery to be your healing, then all it's doing is making our dying more pleasant and more comfortable. But women are at risk, and they're the ones that actually take care of their family's health. They die they live 5 years longer than men. Men die 5 years younger than them. But women need to take care of themselves. They have more fat in their body. Toxins are stored in fat. So I just implore women and men listening to get off the synthetics. Stop one-a-day women. Stop Centrum. Stop all those synthetics. They're all coming from eight drug companies.
Yeah, and this is something that is the awareness we're trying to bring here, that unfortunately in the polluted and toxic and pharmaceutically infested and infected mainstream media, they will talk against it, much like the American Cancer Society, which unfortunately, you know, there are good people trapped within it that may not know what we're saying here today, but they would not survive if the true causes were acknowledged for cancer and the true cures, which are ever present in the natural world. They would be out of business, and that's why we know more people are still making a living off of cancer than are dying from it, and it's true with so many of these diseases. That's why I'm going to be hosting a special event up at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, or 4th, 5th, and 6th. On the 5th, I'll be hosting House of Numbers, a documentary film which is winning awards all over the world right now about the scam that is the so-called HIV-causing AIDS. Although the filmmaker doesn't lay it out for you, you get to make up your own mind. It's quite revealing how corrupt the science is, how much in disarray it is behind the scenes. That's what we try to bring here. And Scott, with you bringing this study out and having these solutions come out, you're also bringing that empowering information that is not available in many other places.
Yeah, and this isn't a cause unrest or anxiety. We really have to know, the enemy. And once we know and we accept it, we can move on. We have to, you know, since that study in 96, where I interviewed for an hour on my radio show back in 96, I interviewed him. Since that, 68 different studies have come out. In fact, the front cover of the Reader's Digest in April said the vitamin scam. So we're in a post-synthetic world. It's just a matter of time. It's like trans fat. It's going to take time for the public to get it. But the vitamins are causing cancer. They have been proven. And so now there's 68 other studies.
Hold up, we're going to break.
So it's over. I mean, we've got to stop taking the vitamins. The vitamins
All right, Scott,
are part of the
problem. We're going to break here. I'm going to get the number when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show with a Liberty Pulse update. Stay with us.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16x96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, thanks again. Scott Kennedy, Pharmacy Super C-Veg. Here's the phone number for them, 800-893-8344. Say hello and thanks. And if you put in the code RSB, it still works free ship with a P, but if you can't understand that, go RSB and you'll get free shipping on your order. Again, thanks to ChooseToBeHealthy.com at 866-424-1077. Thank you as well to Hemp USA, Thomas James, 908-691-2608, Nordic Naturals, my good friends, and Sovereign Silver. I was talking about diarrheal diseases, and you want to wipe out diarrheal diseases in a hurry, just chug a lug some Sovereign Silver. I had my mom was food poisoned, and she took 2 ounces, shoved it right down, and cleaned it out instantaneously almost. And then, of course, followed up with the good probiotics 12 plus that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. But as I've talked about here, the enemy of freedom is government, and those who purchase government more than anybody else, Big Pharma. Now, Big Pharma, through government, has turned your 14-year-old children, if they happen to be autistic, they may also be construed as a terrorist. Terrorist? 14-year-old autistic terrorist? What is that? That's why we have our Liberty Pulse update right now with Kurt Wallace. Kurt, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert, thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, what the heck, man? 14-year-old boy charged with making terroristic threats. The real enemy are these children that are attacked by Big Pharma?
Well, you know, this is a sad story. I mean, regardless of whether the kid's autistic or not, he's been charged with a felony for drawing a stick figure and with his basically him shooting his teacher in a picture. And that's the way he expresses himself. He has an IQ of 75. His mom is just in great shock, and she's come out on mainstream and attacked these folks. They're going to have a tribunal for this 14-year-old, and he has autism on top of everything else. So,
Wait. You're telling me they're going to do a military tribunal?
Well, they're calling it a tribunal. I don't know what type of tribunal, but it's called a tribunal.
This is the Patriot Act on drugs, clearly, and vaccinations.
Well, and this has already happened in North Carolina, but at least this child has the ability to have representation, and the kid in North Carolina didn't even have an attorney. The mom didn't know where the kid was under the Patriot Act. So this is still just a sad day. And this is actually in my state, here in Georgia. So Sandy Springs, Georgia, the young man's name is Shane Finn. He's a 14-year-old.
You know, it gets more horrific the more we go here. The police state, and of course they would pick on an autistic child, which is already picked on by Big Pharma and big government, you know, trying to induce and force these vaccines that are contributing greatly to the neurological and intestinal destruction leading to the autism spectrum of diseases. And yet, at the end of the day, he draws a stick figure. Like, how many kids drew stick figures of shooting things? I mean, I was a kid. I did that. Didn't mean I was a terrorist.
Well, you know, the government breeds all of this violence. We have this ongoing war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and all the justification with the Obamaites and the Bushites, all the folks that supported Bush with their argument. That's the same argument the Obama administration supporters are using now. We've got to protect ourselves from the boogeyman, And now, you know, this perpetual, violent, mindset, you know, it's a catch-22 for little kids. What are they supposed to do? How are they supposed to express themselves? And that's the argument that the mother is giving, is that the child doesn't know how to express himself. And in this, education industrial complex now, you're not safe. Your kids are not safe. There's nothing they can do except behave. And, you know, they're under the watchful eye of government.
Well, and being that kids are not allowed to be kids, and, of course, if they're damaged by the lack of nutrition or vaccination, then they're put on pharmacological agents that are mind-altering, and then they do become threats, like the Columbine kids and others. It isn't the guns. It's the kids on the drugs approved by the FDA. You know, it isn't the street stuff that's killing them anymore. It's all the pharmaceutical-approved, FDA-approved, government-sanctioned. And, of course, the FDA says that none of us have a right to enter into contracts with others. Of course, they've taken away the whole basis for the American Republic, the Food and Drug Administration, as I recall, now the Fear and Death Administration.
Well, this is a great day for folks that believe in homeschooling and are promoting homeschooling, because obviously the system isn't working for this young man, and he isn't being taken care of. There isn't there wasn't any concern over how to take care of this child or how to address the concerns that are surrounding this child's you know, drawings. This is an opportunity to help rather than to attack. He's being charged with a felony.
Well, this is why I would argue get your kids out of government indoctrination centers. Put them somewhere that you have control over the education, or as we know, indoctrination, or take them home. Bring them home where they should be. And this is something, as the economic system of the planet collapses based on nothing, the funny money, as I've talked about in hour one, you've got to prepare, plan ahead, because the government's not going to be there to care for your kids and babysit them and indoctrinate them in the same way. There isn't money to pay for it. They're going to start pulling your blood out and send it to the Red Cross. Red Cross will profit on it, and they're going to send that to the government. Is that the way it's going? LibertyPulse.com, the place to go. It's like the Drudge Report for those who love liberty. Kurt Wallace, always appreciate the updates.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, you keep rocking and rolling. We've got links up there at the blog. We've got lots more happening on the web. I'm going to end this week with a little bit lighter story here. Pill-popping pit bull needs Viagra to live. Did you hear about this story? You will not believe this. This pit bull's named Ingrid. Ingrid is now searching for a place to call home, and whoever chooses to adopt the dog will receive a lifetime supply of Viagra pills to care for the pooch. And you know whoever adopts this dog is not going to be giving the pooch to Viagra. They're going to pocket them and resell them or use them themselves. But, you know, it's interesting about this, and I've talked about this Viagra. The pill is supposed to open up the blood vessels in the heart of a dog. Why doesn't it do that for man? Yes, it was a vascular drug, and they looked down and said, hey, what's that? That's a side effect. We'll repackage it as a direct effect. That is not science. That is lunacy. That is sorcery. And we will speak about real healing here every week on the United States of Health Talk Radio. Remember the blog. Sign up. It's free. This is where you learn. I remind you, every week, the power to heal is yours. Thanks for being a part of it.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.